Good afternoon and welcome to Inside SCOM. Today you are with me, Michael Kaidon. Inside SCOM is a program presented by the Student Christian Organization of Malawi, SCOM. The program takes you inside the ministry of SCOM by presenting a biblical perspective on matters that affect young people, more especially students. Today we feature a panel discussion on relationships and student life from Luana Bunda campus, and our panelists are Wild Moyo and Maureen Banda, and this panel discussion was moderated by Gretchen Bistas. We also have an update of upcoming SCOM activities, so please, let's be together. For a start, I invite 10th Avenue North and will give us a song titled, You Are More.
You're listening to Inside SCOM.
There's a girl in the corner with tear stains on her eyes from the places she's wandered and the shame she can't hide. She says, how did I get here? I'm not who I once was, and I'm crippled by the fear that I've fallen too far to love. But don't you know who you are, what has been done for you? Yeah, don't you know who you are? You are more than the choices that you've made. You are more than the sum of your past mistakes. You are more than the problems you create. You've been she tries to believe it, that she's been given new life. Oh, but she can't shake the feeling, well, that it's not true tonight. She knows all the answers, and she's rehearsed all the lines. And so she'll try to do better, but then she's too weak to try. But don't you know who you are? You are more than the choices that you've made. You are more than the sum of your past mistakes. You are more than the problems you create. You've been remade. You are more than the choices that you've made. You are more than the sum of your past mistakes. You are more than the problems. You've made. You are more than the sum of your past mistakes. You are more than the problems you create. You've been remade. You are more than the choices that you've made. You are more than the sum of your past mistakes. You are more than the problems you create. You've been remade. You've been remade. You've been remade. You've been remade. You've been remade.
You are more. That's a track done by 10th Avenue North, coming your way on Inside SCOM here on TWR Malawi. And today you are with me, Michael Kaidon. Now let's go to our panel discussion on relationships and student life that Gretchen Bistas facilitated at Luana Bunda campus. This was a panel discussion that SCOM at Luana Bunda campus through the secondary school evangelism team set organized for secondary schools around Mitundu. Our panelists are Wild Moyo and Maureen Banda.
Tikutiwe, Tiambendi Apa, your introduction.
My name is Brother Wild Moyo, and I'm doing food science and technology, and I'm in year 4. Thank you so much.
My name is Maureen Banda. I'm doing Bachelor of Science in Crop Sciences, first year. Okay, at my free times, I like baking. Moti samusa wa spaghetti ama bezee kandito.
Kumina tiri kon, tientila ndira ni wabadila deranso, kuti timve kuti aribwesela zo tani. So stay tuned as we turn into Brother World Moyo. Amene afuna tuze student life, both at secondary and university. Student life at both university and the secondary life. World, what can you say?
Thank you so much. Tikamagamba za student life, a broad term, kabena sentence. Sizimango tela pa kulimbikila skulu, kabena umalemba maeso. It goes beyond that. Kutengela so, azanga inuyo, many you are Christians, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the student life, yan, if you don't have Christ, I doubt kuti zinthu zikoza kukuyenderani. You know, we are a precious people. Mulungu anatidalira kuti tikhale a Christitu. Pomwe we can inspire other people. Amene si a Christitu. The student life si mango gamba zoti basi wangokala nkrasi. No, timagamba za discipline. Student, any student is supposed to have discipline. As a student, you have to obey the authorities pa skulu paja. And even kunyumba so, you have to obey. Kuti iwe you are a student.
We'll come back to you shortly to explain to us. So, Maureen, I have a simple question for you. Are you married?
All right. Not even.
Not even. Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
No.
Never had before.
Never had before?
Yes.
You are, which year are you?
First year.
First year. Doing crop science?
Yes.
That was. So Maureen has taken us a topic to do with the Zibwenzi. Relationship issues, girlfriend, boyfriend. So, over to you.
Thank you. Choyamba, ndikuthokoza kwabasi. Kuti mulungu atola kuti tikumane malo ano. Relationships, zibwezi, topic yabuno kwabasi. Choyamba, relationships, sikuti ndiyokanidwa. Bible. Siyotani kodi? Siyokanidwa, ndizololedwa. Koma one thing I want to point out, ndichakuti, what are morals and what is legality? Go back into the Bible. What does it say? You need to have morals. What are morals? These are standard of doing something which is right. Is getting married under 18 light? So what is legal is not moral. My first point being relationships for students, for everyone. Are they good? They are saying relationships are good. Obviously, they are good. From Genesis 1, verse 28, it says, you have to multiply. And feelings are there, right? Emotions are there. Meaning what the Lord has given us. Kuti zinthu zichitika ndithu. Koma kodi ife ngatana school, tufunika tichite kuziyambirira. Zuveka ndithu, eh? So kutengela pa, kunena kuti kodi my relationships. Iweyo munthu unakali under 18, ika you are above 18, moyo mulibe china chiyosi chimene nganene kuti neo I have this thing choti ndinazipangira ndeka. I'm financially stable, I'm academically excellent. China chiyosi ulibe. Chibwezi kuyambira form 1. Form 1 ndi chibwezi. Muzi uzana jani. Zinthu izizi zimafunika commitment. Nde uzipereke ku chibwezi, uzipereke ku school. Ziwiri tu. Chachitatu, moreover ndiwe mkhristu, ari uzipelekeso kwa Yesu. Zitatu, ukwanitsa?
Hai.
Kumapanga chinthu chimodzi at a time. Pa 6 hours vajari mama werenga yo, wikepo suya chibweziyo, kuti nthawi itengane, kuti tikacheze. Will it benefit? What change will it bring? An impact? Nde kuli ai namba ifacha mavuto, nalibe ma groceries, high school, transport, amandivata. If you want to achieve something in life, mavuto ako asama kubangisa zokuti weyonde kuti basi uzidalila wina wake. Be disciplined. Sit down and think about yourself. Be creative. I said, samusa was spaghetti. Agudi ai situ mudziwa. Yes. Be creative enough to sustain yourself. Relationships can take you far. First of all, build yourself. Thank you.
Yes.
Akuti zititengera kuti. Mwaiva fusolimene loyeti? Ndili form 1, kandili form 2, apeza kale wabanja. Aona husband material. Ah, uyi, it's more than girlfriend. This one is a wife material. Ndeti maonjezera sokuti. Akuti firstly, beauty yourself. What do you mean if you say beauty yourself?
What do I mean when I say beauty yourself? First of all, you're Christians. Go back to the Bible. Because it's the word of God which can build you. If I can say, do this, I am Baso Nanuso Piga Samusa, that can be an alternative. Go back to the Bible. See what the Lord says about you. What did the Lord warn about idleness? You are a believer. That's 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 6. You are a believer. Apostle Paul is saying, a believer should not be idle. You're staying idle. Basi kumango kala ndudila dad. Aya blesa. Anditumizila. Anditumako bendigula. So it's warning about idleness. Meaning you have to build yourself financially. Then we are coming to spiritually. What do I mean when you say build yourself? Sometimes there's this other low self-esteem which comes in a person. I know. Go back to the Bible. What does the Bible say about you? In Psalms 139, verse 14, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You're building yourself. You are compiling confidence in you. Go back to the word of God. That's the way. The word is going to build you. What did the Bible say in Galatians 5:22? You need to have the fruits of life. The fruits of life. Ndipo pali zambiri mbiri, pali patience, chikhulupiriro chijakuti kumakhala ndi hope zili patipo pamene. Galatians 5 verse 22. Verse 23 is saying self-control and gentleness.
Amen.
The Bible is saying about self-control and gentleness. Do you have self-control? Are you gentle? Ask yourself. Are you gentle enough to say, well, I'm building myself? Because when you build yourself, when you build yourself with the Bible verse, with word confessions, what comes to is divine favor. Even and hamena kuma kufusira sanga kalaji bwana bwana. We go back to the book of Esther. Kudengela malamulilo aku kwa king kuti munthu akalawe mu chamber, amafunika achite kuitanidwa. But Esther atapanga fasting, anapanga break the protocols. Why? Sina little physical beauty mana kalowerai. Koma atangofika bakhomo, the question was, what do you want me to do for you? Say anything, I can give it to you. That was a person with authority. It was against the laws. Koma Esther was shining with spiritual beauty. So build yourself spiritually, financially.
Tatakosa. So brother out.
Thank you so much. You know, the Bible, in the beginning, it tells us, okay, in Genesis, it tells us that God created the heavens and the earth. It doesn't tell us that God created America. God created Malawi. It tells us that God created the heavens and the earth. And in chapter 20, and in verse 26 of Genesis 1, it tells us that God made man in his own image. So, you need to be assured that you are an image of God. That will also help you to build your confidence. Mafunaso ndiyankhulepo so za free moral agent. Free moral agent. Okay, God gave man free moral agent. Free moral agent ndi kusankha kwa iwe mwini. And free moral agent puts God, he's not guilty with whatever decision you make. You need to make a decision. And I always tell my friends that when you make a decision, you have to save your decision. You need to save your decision. Pray to God. When boys come, uzayanka bwino bwino. Tibele ku discipline. Ndinatenga ma definition awili from two dictionaries. Discipline abwipanga define as the ability to consistently do what is right even when no one is watching. And the other definition, it says the ability to control oneself and follow rules or principles even when it's difficult. So I like the first definition, which says the ability to consistently do what is right even when no one is watching. Ambili even ineso ndapangapo zindu zinake zoyenera, just because my father is there, my mother is there, koma ndikakhala kuti ndili kwandeka ndimapanga opposite to what ndi mapanga kunyumba. So this definition encourages us kuti nthawi ina iliyonse, kaya uli ku school, kaya uli kwa nzako mukucheza, you need to do china chilichonse molondola. That will help you, that will encourage you kuti moyo wako ma standards ume wapanga set kale kuti akusatiridwa. Thank you so much.
That's Brother Ward Moyo. Now come back to you, Maureen.
Toyambilila tinakambaza building yourself. Mmene munali self-control. And chimene ndimafuna ndiyankhule china ndichakuti mwina mongonena muli mbantima pagulu panu. I'm in first year, second semester. Reaching this age, I have never hugged a boy before. So ndichinthu chokuti panopa anthu ndipo ku secondary wina nandiyankhulako. It was a boy. Timapikisana kukhoza. Iyeyo ngadali highest nthawi ina, ine ndimakhala highest. So like, we were very close, yeah? Fuwa chakukhoza. Then he said, kuti koma iwe form 4, kwanu sana kukhwimire? Akuti 40 sina hage kwa lesi. 40 masiku ano ndimoni. Don't be like anybody else. Add value to your life. I'm telling you, I take myself to be priceless. I'm telling you, kukapeza mtoto, ine ndimazidanga kuti ndo hapa mwamba. Hage tu sinaperekeku. Ndewina akabwele basi, ndingompata maulele. I didn't demon my body moan. Is it written of me? Go back to the Bible. What does the Bible say about you? It's the Bible which is going to guide you. Ndipo amanena kuti palibe yesu amene adzapezeke wachuma ndi wanzeru monga Solomon. Ndemoti buku loyambirira miyambo ija kumawerenga ndithu. Imakupatsa makhalidwe. Tuwerenge miyambo 25 verse 28. Imene imanena za munthu amene samatha kudziletsa ali ngati nzinda umene adani auchola ndi kusiya opanda malinga. Munthu amene samatha kudziletsa. Tinakamba ku Galatians 2 verse 22. Kuti pali zipatso za mzimu woyera. Kudziletsanso kuli pamenepo. Munchizunga amati ngati ndi building yoti libe ma walls. Phone timakaika amati screen protector. Mitima yoso kumaika heart protector. Akuti ayi tu amalila ndi nangomvera chisoni ndikunena yesi. Are you serious about your life? Do you know your goals? Do you know where you're going? First of all, add value to your life. Know what the Bible has written about you. Set limits. I ndiri ndi friend amakonda kuonela izi. Masiku ano social media ndea kumaseka ndi tuma lewis zinthu zosalongosoka. Iwesu pamene mpaka wanawo seka nawo lewis. What are you feeding your mind with? Are you sure ungakwanitse kuzafika mpaka 20 years not even having a boyfriend? Ukuonela ma lewis. Ineso ndekuti nitachita mopanga nga testify. Ineso mwanga mfoni TikTok mribe. Wina ultimate Phoenix. The cheapest browser. Matidi ma blouse, eh? Mfone mwanga mribe Phoenix. Ama ubeletea ma pictures zoti su kufuna. Koma amai cheap. Amina nkabanga zo cheap hawa. Oh, they are benefiting. Amai cheap. I'm not. I add value to myself. Know what you want. What does the Bible say about you? In Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you. So relationships, they cut your destinies. How do they cut your destinies? Go back to the Bible. What does it say? In 1 Timothy 5:6, koma iye amenatsata zilako lako zake nazi kwanilitsa. Ama chitoti nazi kwanilitsa kapena kuzikhutulitsa. Tichewa cha tsopano. Ndi wakufa ngakhale ali ndi moyo. Destiny mukafikira bwanji ngati munafa. Ndi wakufa ngakhale ali ndi chani kodi? Ndi moyo. My prayers to prosper jande kuti tusatheka soto. Fa unafa kale. That is why mna kuti china chiri chose chimene umachitenga cha chingono ndi chimo pamaso pa Mulungu. Adam atachimwa anaitana, where are you? Meaning kuti zinthu zimene timazitenga zingono zimatichosa pamaso pa Mulungu. So ngati wafa mu uzimu, there is no way you're going to prosper in any angle of life. And one thing, you need to have principles. Don't abide kuma principles yokuti basi wina akana ndi motivation talk. Wina akana ankhula ichi ndekuti weso ndi principle yako. You know your background, I don't know your background. You know, chitizuti ina kumendu joke la siku financially stable. Kubaya kusikulu ndu kuiwala. Your background should be something as a stepping stone. Choku wangisa kuti wewe fike patopu. And, chomaliza. This is a Bible verse. It's Matthew 5, verse 37. It says, let your yes be yes. Let your no be no. Because anything after yes or no, it's from the wicked one. It's from evil. Ai ndiku yankabi. Asisi ndi maufunani ndi kuyankabi. Ukaganizira chani. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. It is written. Thank you.
Thank you guys for that wonderful discussion. That was a panel discussion on relationships and student life. And our panelists were Ward Moyo and Maureen Banda, whilst Gretchen Bistas was our moderator.
My name is Chimango Mlooka. You're listening to Inside SCOM.
It's now time for What's Happening in SCOM. SCOM has organized Easter conferences beginning this Thursday, 10 April, up to Sunday, 13 April, 2025. And the theme for all the conferences is pressing on towards the goal. These are annual student conferences, and it's the peak of the SCOM activities every year. The aim of the conferences is to equip students with various skills to support them in their academic as well as spiritual lives. Topics at the conferences include academic excellence, career guidance, relationships, sexual purity, and many more youth-related activities. The conference brings together Sunday school students from various parts of the district into one place. So let me give you a final run-through of the venues and the charges for the conferences across Malawi. In the northern region, Misuku, it will be at Misuku CDSS, and the charges are 5,000 kwacha. Chitipa at Chitipa Sunday School, and charges are 5,000 kwacha. Talile at Wenya Sunday School, charges 2,000 kwacha. Karonga at Karonga CDSS, charges 8,000 kwacha. Chirumba at Chirumba Sunday School, and the charges are 5,000 kwacha. Livingstonia at Livingstonia Technical College, and the charges are 5,000 kwacha. Ngirumpi to be at Smeda Lodge, and the charges are 10,000 kwacha for those in the urban, and 8,000 kwacha for those that are becoming from the rural. In Ikwendeni, it will be at Ikwendeni CDSS, and the charges are 5,000 kwacha. In Mperembe, it will be at Mperembe CDSS, 2,000 kwacha. In Eutini, it will be at Eutini Sunday School, 1,000 kwacha. In Emangweni, it will be at Robert Law Sunday School, 5,000 kwacha. At Jenda, it will be at Chisabi CDSS, 1,000. Kwacha. In Maulao, it will be at Luwelezi Sunday School at 1,500 kwacha. In Mzimba, it will be at Mzimba Sunday School, 3,000 kwacha. In Mzuzu, it will be at Mzuzu Government Sunday School, and the charge is 6,000 kwacha. In Nkadabe, it will be at Nkadabe Sunday School, and the charge is 9,000 kwacha. In Irikoma, it will be at Kizumuru CDSS at 5,000 kwacha. Whilst in the central region, the 2025 SCOM Easter conferences will be held as follows. In Nkota Kota, it will be at Nkota Kota Sunday School, 4,000 kwacha. In Nchisi, at Mbomba Sunday School, 3,000 kwacha. In Doa, at Madisi Sunday School, 7,000 kwacha. In Kasungu, at Chayamba Sunday School, 4,000 kwacha. In Mchinji, at Mchinji Teachers Training College, 7,000 kwacha. In Lilongwe, there are three venues: Children of the Nations, Nazarene Theological College, and Bunda Christian Academy. And at all these venues, the charge is 7,000 kwacha per student. In Deza, it will be at Wumbi Sunday School, 3,000 kwacha, and in Salima at Chipoka Sunday School, 6,000 kwacha per student. In the Eastern Region, the 2025 SCOM Easter conferences will be held as follows. In Incheu at Incheu Sunday School, and the registration fee is 5,000 kwacha per student. In Balag at Nachitime Sunday School, 7,000 kwacha per student. In Machinga at Machinga Sunday School, and the charge is 7,000 kwacha for those who will be coming from the rural areas, and 10,000 kwacha for those that will be coming from the urban. In Mangochi, it will be at Malawi College of Fisheries, 6,000 kwacha. In Zomba, there are two venues, Mulunguzi Secondary School and Masongola Secondary School, and the charges are 6,000 kwacha for those that will be coming from the urban, and 5,000 kwacha for those from the rural areas. In Parombe, it will be at Parombe Teachers Training College, and the charges are 4,000 kwacha per student. In the Southern Region, the 2025 SCOM Easter conferences will be held as follows. In Mulanje at Mulanje Sunday School, 3,500 kwacha per student. Cholo at Lucheza Sunday School, 5,000 kwacha per student. Blantyre at Blantyre Sunday School and Ame Sunday School, and the charges are 6,000 kwacha per student. In Mwanza at Mwanza Sunday School, 5,000 kwacha. In Neno at Chiwale Sunday School, 5,000 kwacha. And in Chikwawa and Sanje, it will be at Chikwawa Sunday School, and the charges are 5,000 kwacha per student. We'll give you these details so that you can participate by supporting students, pray for the conferences, and where possible, make yourself available. Well, that update brings us to the end of this week's edition of Inside SCOM. For questions or feedback, we really value your feedback and would really want to hear from you. What are your thoughts about this program? Please, let's get in touch on 0881-775-483. The number again is 0881-775-483. You can also reach out to us through our Facebook page, and the Facebook page is SCOM, Student Christian Organization of Malawi, and the page link is www.facebook.com/SCOM.mw. And on that page, you'll also be able to get quicker updates about what is happening in SCOM, as well as some live streaming of the upcoming SCOM Easter conferences. Remember to stream and download this program on our website, www.scommalawi.org. There you'll also be able to find out a lot more about the ministry of SCOM. Until next Sunday, 1:30 in the afternoon, when we bring to you another episode of Inside SCOM here on TWR Malawi. Keep on listening to TWR. Today, You were with me, Michael Kaito.
Score! Jesus loves you.